Hi.
Hi, this is Kayla. I'm returning a requested call from customer support. Did you opt in for a callback?
Oh, yes, I did. Thank you for calling.
Okay.
I've got a question. When I got my charge card bill this month, I was billed for something and I'm not sure what it is. And can you help me with that? It came from Value Select, the
Yes, ma'am.
67. What is that?
I can definitely look into that for you. I would just need to get a little information from you to locate an account. Do you mind providing me with your name and your zip code, please?
Well, y'all should have it because it went through as a charge on my car already.
Yes, ma'am. So if we have it, I would have to locate it in the
Okay.
system.
My
That's why I
name
would
is
need it.
Kathy with a K Slaughter.
Okay, and what was that zip code?
39851.
All
Excuse
right, thank
me.
you. So I do have an account pulling up here. Can you verify the shipping address for security purposes, please?
Oh, it's two. Excuse me, I just got through eating lunch and I'm hoarse. 219 Sunset Point Road, Fort Gaines, Georgia. Three nine
Okay.
eight five one.
Thank you so much for that. So give me just a second here. The account is just currently loading up.
Okay.
And I can tell you what I see. And I do appreciate you being patient. Just bear with me a couple seconds here. Still just
Sure.
loading.
Okay.
And I really do appreciate your patience. It's just still currently
Sure.
loading up the information.
Okay.
Okay, so yes, ma'am, the account did pull up here, and it looks as though that there was a contest entry that was submitted with our company online to win a KitchenAid set. This entry took place on October the 6th for $5.74. I can see that that also signed you up for our Factory Direct Savings Store membership. To where you would be charged for the membership, and then I can see that we sent you an email that contained a gift card that was valued at $125 to use at the Factory Direct web store online. The service renews each month until you call in to cancel.
Okay, I don't remember getting that email. I really don't need the Value Select coming. I really don't want to be signed up for any kind of membership. So, can you take that off and give me credit? And I don't, because I thought that this is what I was reading online. I didn't see anything about signing up for a membership. But
Okay,
I'm
yes,
not
ma'am.
interested in joining up for anything.
Okay, not a problem. What I can do is go ahead for one and cancel the account. That's going to prevent all future billing effective immediately. Now, as far as with that charge being that it is considered valid per those terms, I would be able to at least issue back a courtesy refund of 35%, but we wouldn't be able to process the charge back in full.
Okay. I really don't, like I say, I don't remember giving you a, okay, go ahead with that, anything. So all I know, I signed up for something where you would get a mixer for, oh gosh, it was very cheap. And that's all I signed up for, is from what I remember. So I really don't want to be billed $67 for something that I didn't get or pay for or
Yes, ma'am.
want.
Did you happen to check your spam or junk folders there in your email to see if maybe the email just rolled over?
I have not checked
You haven't?
yet, no,
Okay. Well,
I
yes,
haven't.
ma'am. And whenever customers do enter into those sweepstakes entries to win these items, it's automatically chosen to have them enroll into this Factory Direct web store membership. So there's not a way to opt out of that. And because it's mentioned in those terms is why we wouldn't be able just to process the charge back in full. We ask that you call us prior to the charge occurring on the account to cancel it. But I do understand that you just wasn't aware as to what you were signing up for. I mean,
No, I
I
was
can
not.
see if I can go ahead and process a 50% courtesy refund, but that would be the most that we can credit credit back for that charge.
Okay. Well, yes, I would appreciate that if you did, because I really did not intend to sign up for anything. I was
okay.
really not aware of that.
Okay, not a problem. I get that totally. Well, let me go in here and see if I can process that 50% credit off of the 6732. It'll amount to 3366.
Okay.
And that should take about 3 to 5 business days for that refund to reflect back to your card. And I've also canceled the membership here, so you will not receive any future charges. I can provide you with a cancellation refund confirmation number if you'd like.
Okay.
Sure.
Okay, what is that number?
It is C as in Charlie, 2625 57048.
Okay, hold on. C 2625 and what were the last numbers?
57048.
Okay. C 2625 57048.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay.
And I did successfully process that refund. Again, allow it 3 to 5 business days to reflect. And is there anything else I could help you with?
No, just make sure you cancel it out totally for me.
Yes, ma'am. It has been completely
okay.
canceled.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Thank you for calling customer support. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.